Question 21, your practice at ISD is that you advocate that creativity is future-proof. I love that, that creativity is future-proof. I totally agree, because when creativity is how we get unstuck, and we aren't future-proof when we get stuck in our traditional, typical, common, everyday ways of doing things. And I'll give you, I'll end this by just giving a short example. A few months ago, I took one of my daydream breaks. I stepped outside just to get some fresh air. I was just kind of gazing down the street, and I noticed that a dad and his little girl, they had been riding bikes. They stopped, and they stopped at our neighbor's lawn, who had a beautiful dogwood tree. And this tree has beautiful pink blossoms in April. And all the blossoms were on the grass. And this little girl, she was probably about 5 years old. She had stopped, gotten off her bicycle, and she was so excited. She was picking up all these flower petals and stuffing them into her pocket and going up to her dad and exclaiming, "You know, look at these petals." And she was, you know, just fawning over the softness of them. And that type of curiosity and wonder that that little girl brought to the discovery of these dogwood flower petals, that's the mindset that makes us future-proof, right? That's the mindset when we can stop, pause, get off our bikes, and engage in what might be new around us, which totally might shift the trajectory of our day, the way we're looking at a project, helps us to enter our next conversation. That's what I mean when I say the creativity is toggling between wonder and rigor to solve problems. That's what makes us future-proof. So thank you so much for inviting me to answer your questions. If you have any follow-up questions for me, Suresh, please just follow up with an email. I don't always check WhatsApp messages very frequently, but it was a pleasure, and I hope we meet in person one day. Thank you.